Hello once again, and welcome to SearchSecurity.com Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, May 24th, 2006. I'm Eric Parazzo. This week, we'll talk with Nick Selby of the 451 Group about the recent vendor acquisitions in the security market, plus a zero-day threat against Microsoft Word, and why criminals may have a hard time showing their faces in the UK. But first, this week's top story. Millions of U.S. military veterans are still coping with the ramifications of the latest big identity theft scandal. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs revealed this week that the electronic records of more than 26 million people were stolen from the home of a Veterans Affairs employee. The worker was not authorized to take that data home. The stolen information includes veterans' names, social security numbers, and dates of birth, plus the names of some veteran spouses. The electronic data reportedly involves everyone discharged from the military since 1975. Officials say that an investigation is pending and that as it stands, the data has not been used to commit identity fraud. Also this week, Microsoft has issued a workaround as it prepares to release a patch for a zero-day threat against Microsoft Word. The vulnerability, discovered late last week, arrives via email as a document attachment. When opened, the attachment creates a backdoor for attackers to exploit a user's system using a previously unknown vulnerability. However, AV vendors caution that the attack has so far been specifically targeted at a select few individuals, and the public at large does not appear to be at risk. Microsoft says it's planning to release a fix as part of its next Patch Tuesday update on June 13th. Until then, Microsoft says users should run Word in safe mode and be extra careful not to open any attachments directly from email messages. And now the security spotlight. Big players on the information security scene have been busy buying up smaller vendors in recent days. So how will the deals affect the market, and what do they mean for you? Here to talk about it all is Nick Selby, an analyst with research firm The 451 Group. Nick, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
First, Microsoft last week reached an agreement to acquire SSL VPN vendor Whale Communications. Can you break down that deal for us?
Sure. Microsoft, we think, paid about $75 million for Whale. That's based on what we know about both companies. And it looks as if Microsoft has been just sort of continuing to try to plug all the holes that it has in its security lineup. Typically, Microsoft has targeted these kinds of companies, you know, second or even third tier companies, looking for smaller companies that have some innovative technologies. And it really helps if they are based on Windows, as was Whale. Whale has an SSL VPN that has already been working integrated with quite a few Microsoft products for the past few years, and the deal made a whole lot of sense actually, because it allowed Microsoft to fill a lot of holes and offer immediately some integration with things like Outlook.
Also recently, IBM acquired a company called Rembo. That's a Swiss vendor that focuses on automating operating system updates. What's your take on that deal, and more generally, what do you see happening there in the configuration management space?
Configuration management has gotten a lot more attention, and you know, it's certainly not a magic solution to the security problem, but you know, as a lot of vendors have been discovering, it sure helps in terms of posture to start with a known good configuration and work from there, as opposed to really not knowing what you're dealing with. A lot of companies like BigFix and Cambi and other vendors that deal specifically with configuration change have been trying to increase and standardize the posture of machines on the LAN, and also, you know, guest machines, notebooks, laptops from both employees and contractors. You know, it's interesting that yesterday we wrote about FireEye, which is an NBAD and virtualization company, which has come into the security space by saying that, look, bad posture is not necessarily a sign of bad security, as in the same way that, you know, sitting with bad posture isn't a sign that you have a medical condition. And, you know, they make a very good point, but I think that in terms of the exploding endpoint integrity and network access control space, which has really been heating up lately, configuration management will continue to be a very important aspect.
Now, on Thursday, May 25th, we'll be debuting a column you wrote about RSA security and its likely acquisition strategy going forward. What's your take on RSA strategy?
Well, you know, I don't think that that RSA is finished in risk-based authentication. I'm really not convinced at all that even though there's some overlap with their last acquisition of Passmark and their previous acquisitions of Sciota, that that they're done buying their RSA has you know, they say straight out that they really need to build up in the area of risk-based authentication, one-time passwords. They know that they're not a market leader there, and for them it's a strange thing. They're clearly a market leader in hard tokens, and that's really where the vast majority of their business still comes from. But the consumer space is showing interesting growth, and even though the actual dollar numbers are fairly small right now, the growth potential is very high. You know, it's also interesting to see the recent SEC letters, which have been going out to a lot of companies, not just RSA, but making inquiries about RSA's practices with options and whether they've backdated them. And I, you know, while it's very tempting to look at the rich irony of the fact that a company that deals in compliance is being asked for stuff from the SEC, I think it's really important to understand that, you know, unlike with H&R Block, which had some issues in doing their own taxes, where, you know, it's directly affecting the product that they sell, even if RSA did have some problems, even if somebody does go to jail over this, it doesn't in any way affect their product offering, their value proposition. They make a great product, and in no way is that related to any kind of inquiry that the SEC might even do, and we don't even know if they have done that yet.
Mm. Finally, what kind of acquisition climate are you expecting in the security market for the rest of the year, and what effect will that have on information security professionals, if any?
You know, I think that moving forward, nothing major has changed since the beginning of the year when we were talking about, you know, the convergence of a lot of different internal security offerings and central management of them. If you look at yesterday's acquisition by ArcSight of Inira Technologies, which does it does quarantine and network configuration management, and at the ArcSight user conference yesterday, certainly there were quite a number of internal security plays like Mazu Networks, Granite Edge, a lot of internal security companies were there. And I think that what's happening is with security information management at the center and listening to logs from all over the network, it's a very sensible place to centralize things, give some role-based menus that will allow a number of people from you know, completely untrained to very, very deep analytic and all the way up to the CIO level to look at things and configure things and manage security from central locations and stop the dashboard creep that was kicking in towards the end of last year.
All right, Nick Selby, analyst with the 451 Group, thanks so much for joining us on Security Wire Weekly.
Thanks very much for having me.
Finally, this week, if you're a criminal, it may soon be a bad idea to show your face in Britain in more ways than one. According to a report from CNETNews.com, British law enforcement officials may soon implement facial recognition technology that would automatically identify wanted criminals caught on video cameras. The system would be linked with a national database that stores the facial images of criminals. Those images and related information would also be made available to police officers on the beat. It's unclear whether the system would consider a bad nose job a criminal offense. And that is Security Wire Weekly from searchsecurity.com. The latest corporate security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And don't forget that you can find more of our podcasts at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Parizeau. Stay safe out there.